Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:08, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All righty, we made it. Happy Thursday. Weekend's right around the corner. Some of your top stories. The Fed expected to cut the rate a quarter point today. Hopefully that's helpful. Hopefully that is not a premature move. But it is what it is. And apparently this Jack Smith, this special prosecutor, whatever.
Oh, you mean the one that shouldn't have been in the position, that guy?
Correct. The Supreme Court said, no, you don't even have standing. But he kept standing. He kept coming back. They kept attacking Trump. Allegedly, he's going to go away. He's going to pack up. And he's done. I think the cases should be going away. It was a ridiculous thing. It was a witch hunt, and it worked in favor of Trump, as it should. And it was just one of the many pieces of the puzzle of people beginning to figure out that, the lefty media and the shadow government was definitely in bed together, finding ways to try to stop Trump. All right. That's painfully obvious.
Yeah.
Radiant Credit Union with severe weather update. Raphael. Hurricane Raphael busy right now. Just north of Cuba, as it's already made landfall and then exited the island nation. And everybody, and I say everybody, most of the experts expect it to head in a mostly westerly direction. And some have it going to the Texas-Mexico border or further south. There's just a couple of models having it hitting the continental United States. It's interesting how the models are kind of split. Like, everybody agrees it's not going to go to, I don't know, right between Texas and Louisiana. But it could go to the right, could go to the left, most saying to the left. And we shall find out. However, I do have to tell you, it's serious. Maximum sustained winds, 105 miles an hour. Movement is northwest at 12 miles an hour. We'll keep an eye on it like we always do. Just can't believe it that here we are. You know?
Oh, man. November?
The 7th of November. And we're still having to keep an eye on stuff like this. It is definitely crazy. All right, so Kamala Harris, you finally came out yesterday and gave some sort of a, well, I guess you call it a concession speech. I don't know. Take it for what it's worth. One of the takeaways, well, I'll let you have your own kind of response to this.
On the campaign, I would often say, when we fight, we win. But here's the thing. Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win. The fight for our freedom will take hard work. But like I always say, we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work can be joyful work. And the fight for our country is always worth it. I will never give up the fight for a future where Americans can pursue their dreams, ambitions, and aspirations. While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. Fight, fight, fight. Kamala Harris, the prize fighter. You gotta give it to her. She nearly beat the hell out of the average American worker during her tenure. Yeah, she came out swinging. Bam, bam, I hate families. Bam, bam, I hate heterosexuals. Bam, bam, I hate white people. Unless they're white educated women and they vote for me. Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a fighter, all right. Too bad she's not fighting for the right cause. What is she fighting for?
In our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president a party, but to the Constitution of the United States.
Wow. She said that out loud. She said that out loud.
Sorry.
She did. She said it out loud.
Excuse me.
What about those
amendments? I'm sorry, Greg. Did she say the Constitution, we should be loyal to the Constitution?
You heard her say that.
The Constitution, that dirty rag that Obama would step all over, that Constitution. The Constitution was put together by a bunch of old white bad guys, evil guys.
Actually, really? I think most of them were in their 20s at the time, but
but that doesn't fit.
I know. I know.
I mean, of all the things you can say you should be loyal to, for Kamala Harris to say loyal to the Constitution, wow, that is just it's hilarious.
Well, it shows that she can read anything and not even know what it says.
Well, that's true. Yeah, if they, so, but I mean, but who wrote it? I mean, who wrote it? Yeah. Who could be who in that camp? And by the way, this is, I mean, I think he nailed it. Eric Erickson, who broadcast out of WSB in Atlanta, we carry his weekend show, and I think he nailed it on this. And he prefaces it by saying, look, I'm going to make some controversial points here. But just take a step back and think about it. He said, first, the Democratic Party and newsrooms across America are governed by the neurosis of unstable progressive white women and gay men. The neurosis of unstable progressive white women and gay men.
Interesting.
Put a bunch of neurotic white women and gay men in a room together and you get the Kamala Harris campaign focused on giving, into white progressives. The only thing missing was Pete Buttigieg, but the Harris campaign gave progressives the closest equivalent in Tim Walz. Neurotic white progressive women and gay men lack the capacity to relate to the middle class, families, and the working class. The result is Donald Trump has just forged the most racially and ethnically diverse coalition ever put a Republican in the White House. The story is not about the female vote, but about an interracial coalition of men and married women who sent Trump back to the White House. He goes on from there, but I just think it's very interesting. And it says, yeah, the reason there was such a disconnect is because of that kind of mentality. Whether you want to call it a neurosis or whatever, but there was a disconnect. And I think he kind of nailed it on that one. I do. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But better days, my friends, they are ahead. Looking forward to it. Kamala, the Democrats, the lefty progressives, they all lose, and that is a win for America. Oh, and they spent $2.1 billion to try to win.
Billion with a B.
That is correct.
Billion.
That's right. Wait, that doesn't work. Hey, you know what?
What?
It's going to be busy. We got a lot of things to talk about. It is 6:16, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just find it, download it, and click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Even breathing the air, something about it feels lighter, easier, better. The quality of everything.
You're sounding joyful almost, Bob.
Yes. Colors seem more vibrant. The air fresher. I don't know. Even my bum knee feels a little better.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's amazing.
Good morning. It's a new day in America, my friend. 6:21, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Kamala Harris, the campaign, they spent $2.1 billion. $2.1 billion. Money doesn't always win. Money doesn't always win. When the Republicans did spend more money than Democrats, the Dems would always say, you're only winning because you have more money. I remember that, okay? And since then, the Dems, now they have, it appears, more money. But they lose when they have more money. It's because it's not the money, it's the message. It's what you're doing and what you're promoting. And you're failing magnificently, I guess you could say. All right. So here's the deal. They spent over $2.1 billion. They still lost. The pro-abortion people spent a lot of money amendment in Florida. The weed people, I mean, talk about money going up in smoke. Yeah, man.
What, $140 million
Yeah. They lost.
That's a lot.
Yep, because, well, they weren't written well. They weren't designed well. The amendments, we're talking about the state constitution. It should be taken more seriously. And, yeah, when in doubt, vote no. If it doesn't fit. And apparently it didn't, at least not with 60% of the voters. All right. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign also fell $20 million in debt during the final week of the campaign.
Wow.
$20 million. They burned through $2.1 billion and then some.
Man.
Yeah. $20 million bucks. Now, here's the good news for them. Joe Biden's just going to come and he's going to forgive their debt.
What a guy.
Don't know who they owe, but yeah, it's just like, you know, your college loan forgiveness. It's like, yeah.
Although, you know, if it's Kamala's debt, he might not. Just saying. I guess it's the party, though. So.
Yeah. California Bureau Chief for Politico wrote in a post on X that Harris's campaign ended with at least $20 million in debt. Harris raised over $1 billion, had $118 million in the bank as of October 16th, and man, burned through it. And, you know, just like Democrats can do, the one thing they are very, very good at, man, they can spend money. The problem is they're spending our money. But in this case, it's campaign. It's campaign money, right. So people gave, I guess, willingly. I mean, the victims of brainwashing, but they gave. Oh, and the people, you know, the folks on the left who still can't wrap their head around Trump winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Facebook and some of the responses, you know, when can I stop grieving? You know, when does grieving become wallowing? You know, one says, I'm going at least a couple of more days, if not longer. One person, I would save it for later. Nothing has changed yet, and you'll need your energy for the future, I'm sure.
Wow.
And then, so I do think the fundamental morals and beliefs in our country have changed. Yeah, like as in maybe we still have some morals? Maybe?
There's a concept.
Yeah, yeah, they don't see it that way. She said, I am trying to get into survival mode, but I'm struggling. Survival mode. Like, what do you think is going to happen? You're not going to die in World War III, as they predicted first time around for Trump.
Uh-huh.
In fact, your chances of survival are much greater now than they were before. Now you're not going to die on the streets at the hand of illegal immigrants. Yeah,
amazing.
This is from a woman, and a woman who is, you know, past the I'm pregnant age, okay?
Okay.
So
should be grown up by now and have a few brain cells still active.
One says, I just burst into uncontrollable tears trying to be happy, re-binging Ted Lasso. Not sure I can reconcile this one.
Wow.
Maybe the fact that you are so emotional may have led you down the wrong path. To begin with, you're a highly suggestible person, easily controlled by your emotions. That's exactly who the Democrats play on.
That sounds very left, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
One says, you know, if the dog starts howling along with you, you can, in other words, use the scream therapy. You can modify the cry into a primal scream therapy, into a pillow. May confuse the dog post-howl, however, it will help you sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so the lefties are in mourning. They're wallowing, and they're crying, and there's much gnashing of teeth, which, biblically, gnashing of teeth.
Wailing, gnashing of teeth. That's
so maybe they are entering into their version of hell on earth.
Well, they seem to think so. I mean,
that's
very descriptive.
Yeah. They are... look, let's be the kind, compassionate people with empathy that we truly are, and try to help these folks along. Really, I'm serious. They're like victims. Really, they're victims. They're victims of the mainstream media. They bought into all that baloney. They bought into that whole woke agenda.
Yeah.
By the way, it is official. Woke is croak. You didn't like that yesterday when I laid it out, Greg, off the air. I'm using it anyway. I like it. Woke is croak.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Does anybody know what that means?
Well, when something croaks, it's dead.
Exactly.
See, that makes very, very concise sense. That's perfect.
So
it was some long derivative of lots of words that I was confused about yesterday.
No,
that makes sense.
No, we gain nothing from being nasty to the left. Now, that's person to person. I am not referring to politically that olive branch. No. The Democrats have proven way too many times that they just can't be trusted at all. So don't try to even really work with them, or most of them.
What are you doing with that olive branch? Whoops, never mind.
Thank you. Yeah, very much.
Never mind.
Pick your switch. You whippins. The beatings will continue until morale improves. That is our pirate rule on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're going to maintain a positive, uplifting, our thoughts, our words, and our stories. Indeed. Love America. Love you, Lord. Thank you. 97.3 The Sky.
We can't play this game anymore, but can we still be friends? Things just can't go on like before, but can we still be friends?
There is your passionate host Bob Rose and my idea of an olive branch. Can we still be friends even though you've been brainwashed and abused? You've been victimized. And look, let me hold you, comfort you, and be a truth teller in an uplifting and positive way.
Uh-huh.
But you first have to understand, you have to let go of the lies that have been told to you and have infected your brain like a bad cancer that wants you to burn in hell with the demons. Break free from it. Be healed, I say! Okay.
Okay, that's good.
You like that?
I like that. Yeah.
I love that song by Todd Rundgren, by the way. Can we still... I'd like every... Hello, it's me. And, of course, tomorrow we'll play my favorite. Banging on those drums all day.
But isn't it funny how that one sounds like nothing else that he did, like was a big hit or that kind of thing? It's like it's a whole different... Almost found like, it sounds like somebody totally different.
He's very gifted. And I know it's possible he probably left me. A lot of musicians are, but whatever. But I love his stuff. All right. So good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And one of your top stories, the Fed, expected to have rate a quarter point later on today. Hopefully that'll have a positive effect. It's a little premature with inflation still where it is. We'll see. Boy, the market sure seemed to like a Donald Trump win, didn't it? Holy cow!
Goodness, it was huge.
I'm rich. I figured it out. I looked at my 401k, Greg.
Yeah.
And now, I'm to the point now where if I retired today,
right,
I could make it all the way to summer and still eat regular food.
Don't be prideful, Bob.
I am.
Don't be prideful now.
Actually, I am in much better shape than that, and I feel very, very blessed. And, you know, markets go up and markets go down. I still... We'll take the positivity when we can get it, right?
Absolutely.
So we got that going on. Hey, there is a great get-together happening, and I invite you out to participate in this. It is the official unveiling of the new family monument at the Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park. This is going to happen Sunday at 5 p.m. Sunday, 5 p.m., because Monday is what? The 11th day of the 11th month. It is Veterans Day, so this will be this Sunday, 5 p.m., the Family Monument. It's beautiful. It's a work of art. It is family and military, and the statue speaks for itself, this memorial. So, you know, make it a point. Try to get out there Sunday, but if you can't, at some time, you might want to check that out. The Family Monument is made possible by a generous donation of $141,000 from Cone Distributing in Ocala. And this is just another thank you and an indication of, you know, Marion County, veterans. This is an ongoing love affair, and it's a happy one. So good work. Good job, everybody involved with that. And take advantage of that. There'll be a free music concert immediately following the unveiling ceremony featuring Kingdom of the Sun Concert Band. And there'll even be a fireworks display, Light Up the Stars. Public invited to attend, encouraged to bring lawn chairs and blankets. And that is the Veterans Memorial Park that's located on East Fort King Street in Ocala. Way to go. Love it. The people who truly love America, those who have fought and many died, and we appreciate it. All right, what's going on across the big pond? What do our friends in the UK say? As I peruse a publication here, The Sun, yes, it's a bit tabloidish. What's this? Top story online. Flight risk. Packing your bags, then? All the celebs who threatened to leave the U.S. if Trump won election. From Miley Cyrus to Cher. Hilarious. Bye-bye. Don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. Yeah, they will not go. They will not leave.
They'd have been gone a long time ago, 8 years ago, if they were going to go anywhere.
That's right. It's the same people. Cry, whine. Okay. Yeah, your life sucks. You're a millionaire celebrity, and you just, man, your life is just miserable. So sorry. Let's see. Deluded lefties still don't get it, despite Trump landslide. Again, this is from the UK. Nigel Farage. Famous conservative. He said Donald Trump's victory will be positive for the UK and the West. Let's embrace him.
Nice.
Right on. And then a weird odd story that doesn't fit anywhere anyhow, but I can't stop myself. Skin in the Game, a story about North Korean soldiers hooked on porn after getting the internet as they get deployed to the Ukraine or Russia. So they're hooked on it. I think that's funny. You know, that's going to make it hard to fight.
Oh, my goodness.
You won't even, he won't even give me the rim shot.
Not even justify
Come
it.
Come on, man.
No.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Pete, good morning.
Yeah, with Veterans Day coming up, I want to point out that President Trump is already making the military stronger right now while we're talking. And I'll tell you why. A couple of reasons. First of all, there's a lot of veterans that were sick of all the woke BS that was going on in the Army, and they were getting ready to get out, or they were thinking about getting out. Well, maybe they'll stay in now. And then also, there's thousands of young men and women who might want to go in the service, but were thinking, oh, I mean, I don't want to go through that woke stuff and all that nonsense. Well, that's all going to be swept aside, so maybe they'll want to be more eager to enlist. And the third group are all the woke crusaders who are already in the various branches of the military. They'll get discouraged because they're going to be ostracized and demoted and whatever else, and they'll get out. So Trump hasn't even been around.
Commander-in-chief,
yeah. Hasn't even commander-in-chief, and he's already making the military stronger. Thank you.
No, thank you, Pete. Great.
Optimistic view, yeah.
Great point. Happy Thursday, my friends. Good morning. It is 6:45. CNBC analyst. He said the people voted for a dictatorship.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
U.S. and China must get along. Who said that? President Xi? Yep. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Tulsi Gabbard, thanks, President Trump. She wanted to be a part of the campaign, and she has been. And so she wanted to thank him for that.
Nice.
And a lot of folks are being, well, they're being nice, and they're being cordial. And, yeah, you even got former VP Pence saying, hey, congratulations.
I think he's a good man. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. He was put in a situation that he was under a lot of pressure, and he didn't maybe react in a way that many of us wanted him to. But that bozo Mark Cuban congratulates Trump on a fair and square election win.
Wait a minute. This is the guy that like a week ago was really promoting Kamala, maybe even bashing Trump a little bit.
He was bashing Trump big time.
Same
he said,
guy?
You ever notice there's never a strong, intelligent woman, next to him?
Yeah.
It's like, really? I don't know. Maybe you've heard of his wife?
Yeah, she's pretty successful on her own. Smart.
His daughter, maybe?
Yeah, she's pretty sharp, too. Yeah.
Okay, people that have women involved in his campaign.
Daughter-in-law, very sharp,
The list is long. Mark Cuban, a leftist billionaire, prominent Harris campaign surrogate. Congratulated, kissed Donald Trump and Elon Musk butt as much as he could. New York Post reports at early hours of Wednesday morning, following the conclusion of the election, Mark Cuban took to social media on X to express his congratulations to Donald Trump on his victory. He had been a vocal supporter and surrogate for Trump's opponent, Kamala Harris. Look, it's one thing to be supporting the candidate that you believe in or whatever, but to go out of your way to say things that are ugly, nasty, and then... not even true. But that's Mark Cuban. He's always been a jerk, you know? That is what it is. What about Jeff Bezos? Huh? Does he got them lips out puckered? Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos offered President-elect Donald Trump a big congratulations in a social media post Wednesday. Yep, he said, big congratulations to our 45th and now 47th president on an extraordinary political comeback and decisive victory.
It's getting deep.
No nation has bigger opportunities. In my gut, and I have only the one thing he did where he didn't, the paper Washington Post that he owns did not endorse Kamala Harris, and they're not going to endorse presidents anymore. Oh. And he said it's because... the old school media, the print media, whatever, has no credibility. So in my gut, I am thinking there's a possibility that Bezos could kind of turn the corner. Hmm. And I think Elon Musk has really led that charge. Because they're if a guy this smart supports Trump, maybe he isn't what the left continued to drum into our skulls that they told us who he was. He's not that person at all, just like many discovered by listening to President Trump in his own words on a very long Joe Rogan podcast. Maybe when they heard J.D. Vance on several podcasts, they begin to think, you know what? I don't think we've been told the truth by the left.
Who is Trump? That's the big question.
Yeah.
Who is Trump?
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and see if we have an answer. Phil, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. After hearing Nigel Farage's name mentioned, I kind of thought that President Trump is actually the reincarnation of Winston Churchill. When England was faced with catastrophe, he rose to the occasion. And if too bad Trump didn't quote part of his speech when he came across the Atlantic and spoke to our Congress, the first words out of his mouth was, "What kind of people do they think we are?" And the people have spoken in the United States loud and clear. That's the kind of people we are.
Well said, Phil. Well said. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for all you've done for us during the election season. I just wanted to add, I heard you talk about Mark Cuban. I hope some of the 80-plus billionaires that back Kamala Harris, not because they believed in her, but because they were marching to the tune of the Democratic Party, wake up this morning, and every morning for the rest of 4 years with serious buyer's remorse. You guys have a nice day, bud.
Yeah, and all the other stuff that they tried to shovel on down our throats along the way, that whole woke agenda being part of that. Yeah, and maybe this really can be a big turning point. I sure hope so. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines this time. Zach, good morning.
Hey, just a quick topic highlight. Just remember that one out of every two people that you walk by in Florida wants to kill babies up until the age of birth. We need to remember that we have a lot more, a lot further to go than just winning 45-46% against a constitutional amendment. We need to urge our legislators to get out there and form the type of government regulations, laws, statutes that can protect this from happening again. Same with the weed. If you don't act now, then you're going to be forced to deal with this in another election.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Yep. Yeah, if those amendments had been written differently, the outcome may have been different. And, yeah, that's really the job of the legislature, and they need to have the moxie and the courage to deal with these things head on. And that's the tough part of the gig. But that's what you're there for. It's why it's a constitutional representative republic. You know, get to work. Absolutely. Love the input. Much more to come on 97.3 The Sky.